Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tornadoes in country's midsection.
First responders flooding into the area.
Growing pro-Palestinian campus protests.
It's horrible. It's people are afraid to go to class, afraid to just walk outside.
First week of testimony in former President Trump's criminal trial.
They started this trial with the big picture.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dozens of tornadoes touched down in at least three states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. In Arlington, Texas, hail and torrential downpours. In Nebraska, an apparent twister near Lincoln, as heard on Broadcastify.com.
Looks like we've got... the building is fully collapsed.
We're slightly delayed. We're getting through now.
Unknown how many inside.
KOLN-TV reports.
There seems to be a building collapse there. There have been first responders flooding into the area. We've seen ambulances. We've seen fire trucks. We've seen all sorts of first responder crews.
70 workers were said to be inside the building at the time, and at least three injuries reported. Damage has been reported to homes and businesses in suburban Omaha. The severe weather risk continues through tomorrow. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are not budging as the protests spread from coast to coast. CBS's Michael George has more on the school where it all started.
As talks between school administrators and pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia's campus continue, pro-Israeli demonstrators, mostly non-students, made their voices heard outside.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally worries those in the encampments are forgetting about the hostages still being held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
The students have been calling on the school to divest financially from companies that do business with Israel.
The protests have spread overseas with students at Paris University occupying a campus building. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem has the latest on the negotiations to reach a ceasefire agreement in Gaza.
An Egyptian delegation was in Israel today and presented a new proposal that would see the release of 20 Israeli hostages in the first phase of a ceasefire. This is far less than the 40 hostages offered under a previous proposal that Hamas rejected.
No prison for the paramedic who, during a police stop, injected Elijah McClain with the sedative ketamine. McClain, who was black, died. Jeremy Cooper faced up to 3 years in prison, but a Colorado judge had instead given him probation. McClain's mother says her son has yet to...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Get justice. On Wall Street, Alphabet and Microsoft pushed stocks up. The Dow closed up 154 points. The Nasdaq surged 316. Now this. In former President Donald Trump's criminal trial, his lawyers tried to discredit testimony of prosecution witness former tabloid publisher David Pecker and efforts to protect Trump from potentially damaging stories. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on the testimony and so-called hush money payments.
I feel like they laid the foundation that they had all of these interactions, that Trump really knew about everything that was going on. And then regarding the Stormy Daniels payment, he described a number of conversations between himself and Michael Cohen because they were supposed to pay Stormy Daniels. It wasn't happening, and they wanted David Pecker to assume that payment.
When it comes to a debate, former President Donald Trump says bring it on.
I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. I'm ready. Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse. that's tied up in.
On Howard Stern's SiriusXM show, Stern asks President Biden.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Biden administration has put a plan to ban menthol cigarettes on hold after immense feedback from the Food and Drug Administration. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Health organizations favor the ban, but the ACLU warns it would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health. Lisa Lacasse, president of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, sees it this way.
We think the data should be the most important thing, and the voice that's really being listened to right now is the tobacco industry.
Menthol cigarettes are heavily marketed to black communities and are appealing to teenagers. It's not known how long a final decision will take. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
An emergency slide fell off a Delta jet after takeoff today. It happened as the jet from New York was en route to L.A. Delta says the crew declared an emergency and the flight returned to New York's JFK Airport. The Boeing 767 has been removed from service. The FAA is investigating. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There's a growing problem for pet owners.
The nation doesn't have enough veterinarians. The high cost of vet school isn't helping. Most vets are graduating with as much as $180,000 in student loans. These pet owners live in San Diego.
It's kind of hard to get into a vet office right now. They all have like 30-day waiting periods.
Taking care of your pets, they're like taking care of your children. So the more vets, the more options we have.
According to a recent study, there could be 15,000 fewer vets than needed nationwide by the year 2030. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Eric Anderson, general counsel for TikTok and Chinese parent company ByteDance, says he'll step down in June, becoming special counsel to the company to help overturn legislation signed into law by President Biden ordering ByteDance to sell TikTok in the U.S. or face a ban. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, April 26th, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.